This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is disputing the findings of an inspector general for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services who says U.S. hospitals are suffering shortages of coronavirus tests and protective gear for health care providers treating those patients. At Monday's coronavirus news conference, Trump called the report wrong and said the United States has done more testing than anywhere else in the world. The president declined to further answer questions about the report, instead arguing with reporters and repeatedly asking for the name of the inspector general responsible for it. Monday's report is based on interviews with more than 300 hospital administrators from 46 states. It highlights shortages of protective gear for healthcare providers treating COVID-19 patients. The president has repeatedly denied any shortcomings in the federal government's response, asserting it is primarily the responsibility of the states to get the supplies they need. When questioned by reporters about complaints from the medical community, Trump has accused the media of being negative and nasty. In the United States, there are 365,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's the most of any country. The number of deaths in the United States from the coronavirus has surpassed 10,000. About one-third of those fatalities have been in New York City. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who last week tested positive for coronavirus, was moved to intensive care after his condition worsened on Monday. A statement from Downing Street said Johnson asked Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to deputize for him where necessary. Johnson's office did not say on Monday what treatments the 55-year-old prime minister is receiving. It had previously said he was hospitalized with a persistent fever and was undergoing tests as his symptoms had not improved. You're listening to VOA News. Optimism over encouraging news on the coronavirus pandemic sent U.S. stocks soaring on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1,627 points. That's an 8% gain. The Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ were both 7% higher. European investors were also in a mood to buy on Monday. Frankfurt was up 6%, Paris up 5%, and London 3% higher. Japan's main Nikkei index and Australia's S&P ASX both gained more than 4%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng advanced more than 2%. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins shows the number of cases of coronavirus in the United States appears to be slowing, along with the numbers of deaths in New York and Europe that could be behind the higher numbers on the stock market. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Monday ordered the state's Democratic primary election back on, hours after the governor issued an order postponing it in the face of a growing number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Wisconsin. The court in the U.S. Midwestern state ruled 4-2 that Democratic Governor Tony Evers lacked the authority to postpone the election on his own. Evers issued an executive order earlier Monday to postpone the primary election until June the 9th, after he was unable to agree with the Republican-controlled state legislature on a plan for moving the vote to a later date, as well as the terms of the balloting, such as whether to allow mail-in voting. Voters now face a choice of whether to vote in the primary election or to follow the advice of health officials and stay away from crowds. Thousands of poll workers have said they will not work, leading to the closure of hundreds of polling sites in the state. Spain's health ministry said Monday the spread of the coronavirus in that country has continued to slow, indicating emergency measures put in place by the government are working. At a news briefing in Madrid, the ministry reported the number of new cases from Sunday to Monday stood at 4,273. That's an increase of 3% compared to a daily rate, an increase of 22% March 14th, when emergency measures were put into place. The health minister of Spain told reporters Spain is reaching the top of the curve, meaning the spread of the virus may have peaked. He said the government is considering when and how to scale back the measures, such as self-isolating and shuttering businesses. He said there will be a transition period and those measures will be gradually eased. He gave no specifics. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has said the lockdown will remain in place until April 26th. And as global deaths from the coronavirus topped 70,000, Germany's leader and the European Union said the European Union was facing its biggest test, while U.S. officials warned the country would experience its hardest week yet. Marissa Melton, VOA News.